The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon Tierney is with me, and some weeks, you know what? He brings the goods. Simon, what are we talking about this week?
I really delivered this week.
You really did.
This isn't kitchen paper or bin bags or olive oil even.
No, that olive oil one was a bit grim, I'll be honest with you.
This is chocolate mousse week.
Yes!
It's a week we all look forward to.
It is. So we've got three, as always, three samples of chocolate mousse. What is chocolate mousse?
Chocolate mousse, it's kind of a bit old school. Like, I think when we were growing up, it was probably a bit more common. Nowadays, you see it a lot in the supermarket, but maybe not on restaurant menus as much as in the past. Chocolate mousse should have four ingredients, right? But only one of this week's products actually fulfills that criteria.
Okay.
So it should have cream, egg yolks to give it that silky feel, sugar and chocolate.
Okay.
So the three products that we're going to use this benchmark against is at the lower end of the market, Nestlé's Rolo chocolate mousse. Now, anyone who's familiar with chocolate Rolos, as in the confectionery, will know that they turned this into a delightful chocolate mousse sometime in the 90s. I remember getting very excited as a school kid. That's coming in at €1.69 for a pack of two. It's a lovely toffee smell off that. That's a kind of a toffee chocolate mousse. And then in the middle, we've got After Eight's chocolate mousse.
Intriguing.
Yeah. And
it's mainly white.
Yeah. It's very, very creamy.
Yeah. Distinctive After Eight scent.
It really does, yeah. It's funny, that one, because like in our house growing
potent
up,
musk.
After Eights were kind of a thing at Christmas, you know, that you have After Eights after
Sunday dinner maybe in your grandparents' house.
The box would be passed around and you'd take a sheath.
Well, you'd take more than one. Kind of little pincers would go in, you'd pinch the top of the paper and put out maybe three of them.
They have that lovely kind of tracing paper, crinkly paper.
Yeah, delicious.
So they've turned that experience into a mousse.
Into a mousse, okay. They've moussified that experience. Yeah.
And then at the higher end of the market, much, much more expensive, is Dunn's own brand, Decadent Chocolate Mousse Torts. Not tarts. We'll get to that in a minute.
Sorry, what's it called? A tort.
A tort, yeah.
Like, is that, that's when you sue somebody, the law of tort.
Tort, yeah. Yes, or I was thinking...
Or it's just what people in South Dublin call a tart.
Exactly.
A tort.
Like instead of saying the dart...
Simon, could you pass me the tort?
You might say, I'm going to take the...
I'd love a slice of tort and the dart.
I'm going to take the dart. Yeah, exactly. So that's coming in at €3.69. So the most expensive product, Dunn's, it is decadent, it is a tort, that is 118% more expensive than the little Rolos, which I love.
Okay.
So
big difference, Rolos at one end, Dunn's at the other. After Eight mousse in the middle. Apparently, according to the infinite wisdom of producer Claire, the Rolos should be frozen. You freeze the Rolo mousse and then you have it rock hard.
But then you have to defrost it. Or do you eat it frozen?
I think the experience then, it's just like a massive Rolo. Is that what it feels like? A massive cold Rolo.
Stick it on a stick, like a wooden stick, and lick it like a lolly.
God, that's not a bad idea. Make a little... mousse lolly out of it.
Now, intriguing. Just for the listeners, Kieran, just in terms of presentation, they're all quite different. Like the tort is, I'm going to stort with the tort.
Yeah, I'm going to stort with the tort.
That came in a pack of two, right? But it looks the most like a traditional chocolate mousse, to be fair.
Okay.
And it has a kind of, it's kind of all falling apart for you there. It has a sponge on the bottom and it has a kind of a chocolate disc on top.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that it has kind of different layers going on there. But the big difference this week is about flavor, right? This is the purest's chocolate mousse. It is made with 100% Belgian chocolate. It has over 55% of chocolate in the product, whereas the other two have very little chocolate in them.
Yeah,
even though they're chocolate mousses. So
what's in the After Eight?
So the After Eight only has 9% chocolate
in it. My gosh.
And the Rolo only has 12%, right? So Kieran is now eating the After Eight. This is largely a white cream product. There actually is very little chocolate in it.
That tastes mostly like air.
It really does.
Minty air. I'm like, yeah. I feel like I'm eating minty air.
Now, what I will say is that it does
bit of a
get...
a crunch. Has a kind of almost Viennetta style.
Exactly. And it does get that kind of aerated, moussey quality, which some people like. But as I say, there's very little chocolate going on.
Now we're on to a classic.
Only 9%.
A favourite in many people's households, the Rolo.
The Rolo. So you're digging in there. What really makes the Rolo as a chocolate mousse is the presence of condensed milk, right? Yeah. I live with a Brazilian woman and they go mad for the condensed milk. If you remember when we were kids,
Irish men and condensed
milk. When your
mum
would put a can of condensed milk in a pot of boiling water, it goes from yellow to brown. It turns into this lovely caramelized toffee. That's exactly what the Rolo is there, mixed with a little bit of chocolate.
That's what's on the bottom.
That's what it is, condensed milk, yeah.
Heated up condensed milk and a bit of chocolate.
When
on
you
top.
Heat condensed milk, it turns into toffee. Mm. That's what happens. It's gorgeous. Like, my wife will literally sit down in front of the telly with a can of condensed milk that she's just boiled.
No, sorry. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, what?
Literally.
So some people have a glass of wine, maybe a cup of tea.
Oh, no, she'll have you the glass have of wine as well. But
Simon,
with the condensed
Simon, would you
milk.
Grab me a can of boiled condensed milk there?
Honest to God.
While you're up
she
there, Simon,
that.
Boil some condensed milk for me. Intriguing.
It's like it the sounds so
there.
Unappetizing.
It
but
really,
like,
really
condensed
does.
Milk is just full of sugar. Like, it lasts forever.
Well, all of these are full of sugar. None of this is health food.
Yeah. Now, I should say, right off the bat, like, Dunn's describes itself as decadent and tort. Like, it really does live up to that. Let me just give you a couple of stats here, Kieran, right? This has more saturated fat than any other product we have ever reviewed in the history of the shopping trolley.
Success, that's why it tastes so good.
It consists one portion, which you're halfway through there. It is heavy, it's rich.
Yeah.
It represents 65% of your recommended daily intake of saturated fats.
The tort.
Yeah. One. It's small.
Yeah, wow.
65%, all right?
Wow, okay.
So you couldn't eat two of those in a day.
No.
The After Eight only represents 26% and the Rolo 20%. So, and then in calories as well, you know, the Dunn's is 19%, the After Eights and the Rolo are down around the 7% mark.
Sorry, 19% of your daily calories are in that Dunn's.
Yeah.
So if I had five five of them would be my daily calorific intake.
You could climb
intake.
Everest after eating five of those. Yeah, so it is decadent.
I mean, if you're eating one of these, you're beyond the point of counting calories and worrying about saturated fats, aren't you?
Well, you are in a sense and you aren't in another, because I don't know about you, but when I eat the Rolo, I want another one after and I can manage another one after.
Yeah, fair play to you.
The Dunn's, did you find that rich, heavy?
Yeah,
it's,
do you know,
delicious,
what it is? It is, but it's the sponge that is that puts you off eating too much more of it.
Yeah.
I'm not a great sponge man now.
No.
I'm like a sponge cake.
But also, it makes it heavy because it's the presence of wheat flour. It's going to make it heavy, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's poor design there of the tort. You know, I might have another tort if there had been less sponge.
What's the difference between a tort and a tart? I said to the listeners that I'd tell them. Do you know what the difference is?
No, do you?
A tart? I do.
Okay,
what
is the difference?
I didn't this time yesterday.
Beyond the South Dubliners.
So a tart needs to have a pastry encasement.
Okay.
On three sides. So the walls of it and the base are made of some sort of pastry.
Okay.
A tort has no walls. And that's why the tort in front of you from Dunn's has a kind of a plastic wrapping around it, which I should have probably taken off for presentation purposes. You can give that a lick there if you want, Kieran.
Yeah, I might.
But so a tort has no walls. So it's a real challenge for a chef to come up with something that has the stability to hold itself together without the stabilising walls of pastry.
All right, there
you
go.
You heard it here. The difference between a tort and a tart.
One listener says, but a fort has four walls.
True that, yeah.
What's the difference between a fort and a fart? Anyway, Simon Tierney, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.